Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there, welcome along to a short, sharp, helpful hit of inspiration from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. As always, Professor Damien Hughes is alongside me, and we're going to use the next few minutes to equip you via some golden nuggets of advice from one of our High Performance Podcast guests, just helping you live a more high performance lifestyle. On today's hit, Stephen Gerrard's advice for dealing with failure.
Analyse, reflect, work out how and why, and go again to make it better.
But it's okay though, isn't it? I mean, failure is okay because that's where you find your...
Not at the time, it's not. It's horrible, let me tell you. It's horrible, but it's happened. It's about dealing with it. Analysing, reflecting and finding the answers and deciding whether you want to go and do it again. But I'm up for a challenge. I'm not scared of failure. Even though I know that it stays with me for a long time. I'm someone who is driven and wants to challenge myself.
I wonder, you know, whether that moment against Chelsea, if that hadn't happened and you'd won the Premier League that season, I wonder whether you would be a manager now.
So do I.
And if only you could have seen the wry grin on his face as he said, so do I, to myself and Damien. You know what I find interesting about that, Damien, is that dealing with failure is a recurring theme. It's a conversation we have with pretty much all of our high performance guests on the podcast. Yet, Stephen is one of those who really clearly carries it with him. And that goes to show that you can still really be impacted by failure, like he clearly is, but still learn from it, still turn it into a positive.
Yeah, definitely, Jake. I think that one of the common themes that we've picked up on our podcast interviews has been that failure is part of the journey. It's not the destination that we're heading to. And I think Stephen articulates it really well there. It's horrible. It's not something that anybody particularly welcomes. But if we reframe it and see it as something that we can investigate, we can explore, work out what it's taught us, and then move forward, we can only move forward stronger and better and more resilient.
And when I knew that we were going to have this chat, I thought to myself, okay, what is failure if I don't let it bother me? And that, I think, is actually quite powerful, because life is not about actually what happens to you. It's about your reaction to those things. So if you decide that you're going to fail, but you're going to smile and you're going to move forwards and you're going to fail often and you're going to seek failure and you're going to embrace failure, you're choosing for failure to be okay. You're not allowing it to control you in any way.
Yeah, there's a great example of this from a man called Ben Zander, who's the head of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra. And he says that whenever he experiences failure, he refers to it as his fascinating moment. And he says he uses that F word because then it forces him to stop, explore, work out what's gone wrong and how that he's going to avoid that mistake next time. And I think that's a really nice way of viewing failure. As the other F word is, view it as fascinating rather than as a failure and a full stop.
And, you know, I'm sure lots of people listening to this go to the gym. If they go to work and their boss says, look, you failed at that, it hits them hard, right? If they go to the gym and their PT says, right, listen, I want you to do bench presses to failure, they don't see it as like, oh, not to failure. Oh, no, but I'm going to fail. At the end of it, they go, yeah, 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 brilliant. I'm going to do that to failure. That's like the challenge. And I would sort of suggest that anyone listening to this tries to adopt the mindset of, I'm going to allow myself to be challenged by failure. I'm going to look at it as a positive when failure comes to my doorstep, because that's when I know I've reached my limits. And if I go through a week, a month, even a day without a little failure, I know I haven't reached my limits.
Absolutely. And think of it, to carry on that metaphor, Jake, that when you're lifting weights, the muscle naturally gets stronger next time that you go back and do it. And if we see it as we become stronger, our lessons, our character, our responses to difficulties simply improves every time that we take ourselves right to that very edge of our capability.
And by the way, if this little hit of the High Performance Podcast is the first time that you've heard anything and you think that it's all about celebrating success, let me just reiterate what we've heard here. One of the most celebrated and successful footballers, and now a really good manager, talking about failure. The very best people fail. Don't see failure as a failure anymore. See failure as a moment of learning. Damien, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake. Loved it as always.
Enjoyed that. Don't forget to check in for more little hits of inspiration from the High Performance Podcast. You can also find us on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram as well. Just search for High Performance. Thanks very much to Damien, to Will, to Hannah, but most of all to you for supporting the High Performance Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.